Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us. Yes.
What can you tell me about this New Beginnings Festival? Is it educating people about refugees while supporting local artists? It sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah, well, yes. So it's a festival that is taking place on occasion of Refugee Week until the 2nd of July. And it's part of the broader New Beginnings Refugee Arts and Culture Festival that Settlement Services International produces. So we are a not-for-profit organization that works with vulnerable communities in New South Wales, including refugees and people seeking asylum. And the festival is an opportunity for us to, well, to celebrate the talent and diversity of people from refugee backgrounds through, well, creativity and the arts.
You have such a diverse mix of contemporary arts, a Persian tea ceremony, a film night featuring work of refugee filmmakers and workshops with refugee artists. I've got to ask, how did you get all of these participants on board and connect them? It must have been such a process.
Yeah, well, we've been working on the festival on this edition since last year. This is the third festival that we organized. We started back in 2015, and we draw on the participants come from diverse backgrounds. They usually have arrived to Australia for a very short time and have been supported through SSI's programs. But we also will invite people from the community, from, as I was saying, diverse background, to join in the celebration. So in this festival's exhibition, we have combined a mix of artists from established local artists, migrant artists, people from refugee backgrounds. So it's a very diverse kind of a group that we're putting together and who are participating in the festival this time.
It seems like such a beautiful melting pot of amazing artists from kind of all over the place coming together to make something really, really beautiful happen. And it sounds like you've put together a really gorgeous festival. To you, what does the festival signify and what does it contribute to the lives of independent artists and people who have newly arrived to Australia?
Yes, thank you. Yes. Well, the festival really serves as a platform where the cultural and artistic contributions of refugees are recognized and welcomed within the wider community. And it also encourages established and emerging communities to come together for a shared experience. So through the festival, what we're looking at is facilitating that platform for local and newly arrived artists to showcase their talent, to showcase their skills to the wider community. I mean, when you arrive to the country, you don't have any networks or relevant professional networks. You might be struggling with the language. You don't have the important connections that help you develop your professionally. So that's what the festival is also seeking, to connect newly arrived artists to relevant networks, to relevant peers in the arts industry, and getting the public, insiders, to see their work. You see in the exhibition, it's an amazing exhibition put together by our exhibition curator, Denise, and she has arranged all beautiful artworks from local and newly arrived artists, and an important narrative that has also been told through the exhibition. So that's what we're looking for with the festival, really showcase their talent, showcase their skills and their works to the wider community. So we're inviting everyone to come and see the show and participate in the other events that the festival has on offer until the 2nd of July.
Absolutely beautiful. And I think it's a great way for artists to connect on a social level as well, not just professional. The art community is so beautiful and so welcoming, and it's lovely to be able to be involved with everyone else in the art community. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Jess. Wonderful to speak about the festival with your audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you.